and welcome to another episode of Fool's Daily. I'm joined today by Mr. Bendy Boards, Lee.
Hello.
You obviously wasn't going to say hello. You didn't tell me I had to talk.
I just thought I was here to listen.
Started so well.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about possibly the new gaming board game hotness of the last couple of years, which is Zombicide.
Yeah.
Which I believe you've just got, Lee.
Yeah, I've got it just last week.
And how many games have you played?
Five so far.
That's pretty good going.
Yeah, it's the first kind of game or crossover game which has got anything to do with little toy men that my wife's had any interest in playing.
Yeah, that is a familiar story to me. I've been exactly there myself. It's a game that the whole family will play here. And we can just, you know, sit down and kill zombies, or more likely be killed by zombies.
Yeah, we've only done one mission so far. Only managed to succeed in one mission so far.
Right. Yes. There are certain missions that are relatively easy, and there are certain missions that I still haven't done. Yeah. Even after playing 6, 7, 8 times on the same mission, going, this time I shall do this strategy. Oh, I'm all dead.
Yeah, my wife has decided that if we're going to play this, then we'll do them in order. So we weren't allowed to go to off the first mission until we'd done it.
Ah, I see. So, if you've been living under a rock, then it's possible you don't know what Zombicide is. So, it's a big boxed game.
Yeah, and... Yeah, it's it looks, apart from, I mean, you've got all the great artwork on it, but it looks just like a normal box game you'd get. It's the same size box as the Monopoly sets that we've got. Well, the newer versions anyway. And when you open it up, you've got, is it nine reversible tiles to make streets and small yes. town bits?
So it's got... The board isn't a fixed board. It consists of, like Lee says, 9 tiles. And some maps ask you to put only 4 tiles down or 6 tiles down.
Yeah.
And it has a very... I'm sort of jumping ahead now. I was going to go and say it has a very interesting moving mechanic based on the tiles. But I'm jumping ahead. What else do you get in the box? You get 9 big tiles.
9 big tiles. You get 2 different decks of cards. One is the, I don't know what you call it, for when the zombies, how you bring zombies in.
Spawning deck, I think call it.
Yeah, that'll be spawning deck. And the other one is your deck with all your equipment deck.
Yes, so food and weapons and, unfortunately, zombies.
Yes. Yeah, found a few of them lately. Big piece of advice when you first get it, shuffle it, then shuffle it again, then shuffle it again.
Yes. Yeah, and trust me, that only gets worse as you add in the expansions.
Oh, right. I haven't got that far yet. Literally, I've just got the main box.
If you have ever watched Walking Dead or played Left 4 Dead or anything like that, then you're familiar with it. I think one of the things that makes it a unique game is the fact that it's fully cooperative.
Yeah.
Rather than all the players versus a zombie master or something.
Yeah, because the zombies work... You don't have anyone controlling them. The zombies have their own turn outside of your players, and they get moved towards noise or line of sight. So everyone makes noise when they do things, and the more noise, the more zombies will walk that way. Which I thought was a brilliant thing, because they are just as if they're shambling through the town, or, you know, and the more it's happening, the more it's bringing people in, isn't it?
Yeah, and it means that you don't get that situation where one player wants to pick on, you know, the zombie master goes, oh, I don't particularly like that gamer, I'm just going to pick on him.
Yeah, it's always something that we have a bit of a thing in our house that if we're playing any kind of game, board game type of thing, I'm prime target. Both kids.
I can't imagine why.
Yeah, thank you. Both kids have a tendency to think it's hilarious to get rid of me, and then it's the two kids go for each other, and my wife usually wins because she'll just help little bits to anyone as you go.
See, that's just so like here.
Yeah.
I mean, because there are other zombie games around the. But they, most of those don't have this fully cooperative mechanism. And I think that that's what makes it the big success. And I think that's what makes it the big crossover game, like you were saying.
Yeah, because I know if it was all against all, my wife, she wouldn't have even given it, you know, wouldn't given it the time of day to even try it.
Yeah.
But because, as I explained it, that, you know, what you do has to help me, what I do has to help you, and it's all got to work. I think that's the biggest thing. That and the fact it looks good as well. I mean, you've got to think, you get six survivors in the box, so six coloured.
Six survivors, again, all based on typical zombie archetypes. So there's a sheriff who woke up from a coma.
Yep.
It's Rick.
You've got
a hoodie.
Yeah. You've got the survivalist who, because every character gets a little something when they start as well, don't they? Like a basic skill. And so there's the survivor that can find things easier, gets free searches. And I'm sure I think
there's a character, there's the Michael Douglas character from Falling Down, who, if he finds a weapon that can be paired, so, you know, an Uzi or something, he automatically finds two, so he can just run around with two Uzis going, "Die, zombies!"
Yeah. And then, of course, you get the two girls, the goth with the katanas, or with a katana, yep. And the waitress on roller skates with a chainsaw.
Yes, which is my youngest daughter's favourite character.
Yeah, no.
She loves playing her.
That's what my eldest, she likes to play with her.
And you basically start, there are six scenarios in the rule book. And they lay out the map, and they tell you where the zombies are going to spawn from, and all those sort of things. And they lay out objectives. And often the objectives are, if you ever played 90s first-person shooters, where it was, go and find the red key, and then open the red door, and then find the blue key to open the blue door, and push the two levers.
Yeah.
That's what Zombicide is. So you have to, you know, but it's wrapped up. You have to go and find cans of food and some water, so you have to go to the supermarket, but you have to find the key to the supermarket, which is in the security booth, and all the time more zombies are coming and you're having to pop them and try and not get eaten.
Yeah, and with everything you do like that as well, you gain a small amount of experience, don't you? So if you kill a zombie, you get one, and if you pick up the objectives, you get 5 points, because we had it the last game we played, my youngest got two of the Uzis.
Right.
And had great fun in just leveling everything that came close to him. And the way he was rolling, you know, he was taking loads of zombies out. And his experience suddenly jumped up. And the next thing you know is, as your experience gets more, the spawning cards, more zombies come in. You know, you go up through the levels. The amount of zombies come in go up with your level. So as he shot up to experience levels quickly, we're all running around still trying to do it on the smaller experience and bringing lots and lots of nasties in.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the very innovative mechanics that I haven't seen before, is that if each player effectively has four experience levels.
Yeah.
And as you go up experience levels, you get more abilities. So the first experience level, you get an extra action point. So instead of having three action points, you get four action points. And that's common across all the cards. And then the next level that you get up, you get to choose between one of two abilities.
Yeah.
But the problem is that if only one of the players is getting all the experience and shooting up, the zombie cards get harder. They also have the four levels on them. So often at the lowest level, it's few, no zombies turn up. And as you go up, the cards, you get more and more zombies. And you just get overwhelmed. And because there's a rule in the game that if you run out of zombie models to put them down, then all the zombies get an extra go.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden they get really, really fast. And certainly, I mean, our first games, we would just run out of zombie models because we weren't killing them fast enough. And then all the zombies would get extra goes, and all of a sudden you were just completely swarmed and dead.
Yeah, it's happened to us. I think the last game we all died on, the last one. And the last card we flipped was all runners get a second go.
Oh.
And they ate everybody. They were in the square with one of them, with Lauren and Terry, and they ate them too. And then they had enough moves to come and get us as well. So we all died in one turn.
Oh dear. So there are in the basic game there are four levels of zombie. There's your walker, who is just a typical shambling. Then there's a runner, who can effectively move twice as fast. They effectively get two action points instead of one action point.
Yep.
That all the other zombies get. There's a fatty. I'm not passing any comment.
No. He's probably not short enough to be the person we're on about.
No, he probably is. But so a fatty comes in and he has two walkers with him.
Yep.
And then the last one is the A-bomb, who is basically a fatty who has eaten his walkers.
Yep.
And they have a certain number of damage that they can take. So walkers and runners can each take one damage. So a hit will kill them. So a pistol will kill them. A crowbar will kill them. But fatties have two damage. And it's not a cumulative thing. It's not like you shoot two pistols at him. That's one damage from one pistol, one damage from another pistol. That's a dead thing. It doesn't work that way. You have to have a weapon that does two damage.
Yeah, which is you're looking at things then... like shotguns or certain weapons as well. Was it katana?
Chainsaw.
Is it the katana that does two? Or is it...
Katana, I think, yeah. Does two as well. But then you get to the abomination, and the abomination has three. And in the first box of the game, or season one, as they call it, because they're very much basing it on television series, there are no weapons that can do three damage. Other than the Molotov cocktail. And to make the Molotov cocktail, you have to find glass bottles, and then you have to find gasoline, and then you have to make the Molotov cocktail.
Yeah.
So if the A-bomb comes on, it's quite often a lot of running away from the A-bomb going, ah, it's an A-bomb!
And it always comes in the wrong place. It always turns up in the bit where you're trying to run to. So you end up having to go round like... Terry was laughing, saying it looks like Benny Hill, because we were all running around the block. Trying not to go too far ahead, so the A-bomb would come round and then we could run past him.
Yeah. So, it's quite fun. And so there are six, I think, scenarios in the basic book, and they detail a story. And it actually plays out a story, and you can play through with your six survivors. Now, the game was a Kickstarter, the original release. And it did about $700,000 on the first one. I discovered it 3 days after the Kickstarter had finished.
Yeah, it's always the way.
And it was one of these Kickstarters that just gave away a shed load of free stuff. You know, extra survivors, basically.
Yeah.
Is what it gave away. And they were all based on, you know, popular movie characters and things. So there's a Sheldon character.
Yeah,
From Big Bang Theory, who is a whiz with Molotov cocktails, and there's a machete character from the Robert Rodriguez movies, who's just armed with two machetes to start with.
And you've also got another one, which is from Die Hard, haven't you?
Yep, Nick.
Yeah, that's
Nick
it.
is the John McClane type, and he's just another copper type. So they sort of set out a stall for them. Doing, you know, sort of movie characters as zombie-side survivors.
Yeah.
But what they then decided to do... Oh, we should say, you can get Season 1 from Element Games.
Yeah.
And it's £65?
No, it's $62.99. Yeah, that's where I got mine from.
And you know, and that's a hefty box. It's a, you know, it's a decent price there, but you get a massive amount in it. There's 90 figures in it.
No, it's 70 in the first box.
Oh, is it only 70?
Yes, 71. 71 models, all the tiles, the rule book, and all the accessories to be able to play straight off.
Right. So it's a great game, and there's a massive amount of extra scenarios and things online on the Guillotine Games website. They're the people that made it. They're a French company.
Yeah, I haven't looked at that yet, so I'll have to look.
Oh, yeah, there's a massive amount of stuff, but they're just about to, digressing slightly, they're just about to bring out all of the scenarios that are up there, which I think are like, there's like 40.
Oh, yeah.
In a hardbound book that you can buy, and so you've got them rather than just having a whole sheaf to print out.
Cool, because the other thing is I got put onto the app as well for iPad.
Yes, yeah. Yep, there is an app for the iPad that has all the character sheets for the characters that they've released for Season 1. Some, you know, of the special promo ones, so that you can get a third-party miniature to use it. One of the characters on there is Bruce Campbell from... I can't remember. Return of the King. I can't remember what it's called, the movie now. Day of the Dead or something.
Yeah.
And he's got a chain, you know, he's got a chainsaw instead of an arm.
Yeah.
Well, there are loads of companies that make miniatures that match that. So we have him, but we use a hassle-free miniature to represent him, because you can just print out the character sheet and then play them. Yeah, cool. So then they went back to Kickstarter again for what we thought was just going to be an expansion, which was going to be based around a shopping mall, so you could do Day of the Dead in a shopping mall. But what it actually turned out, this is when they introduced the season concept, and they introduced Season 2, Prison Outbreak, which, unsurprisingly, is set in a prison.
Yeah.
Possibly similar to any zombie TV shows you may have watched. And again, it was the same. That is, again, a complete game. You don't have to have Zombicide to play Zombicide Season 2. There's a rule book in there that is effectively an updated version of the rule book from Zombicide, clarifies a few rules changes, incorporates, you know, the FAQ information, that sort of thing.
Yep.
It has a different set of initial survivors, but all of your survivors from Zombicide, if you have Zombicide, are completely compatible. All of those sorts of things. But what it did do is it introduced new zombie types. And Toxic City Mall introduced new zombie types as well. They introduced toxic zombies and berserker zombies.
Because isn't the Toxic City, that's the expansion that you need?
Toxic City is an expansion, so you need a... It's not a standalone. You either need Zombicide or Season 2 to play it. But you don't need... If you get Season 2, then you don't need to have the Zombicide box. But as I say, it introduces new zombie types. So obviously, Toxic City Mall, unsurprisingly, introduces toxic zombies.
Yeah.
Which basically means you want to shoot them at range, because if you're in the same square as them and you hit them, then you take damage as well.
Ooh. They go burst.
Yes. And then you get, in Prison Outbreak, you get berserker zombies, who can't be hurt by ranged weapons.
So you've got to go in and take them out by.
So what you end up with is you end up with squares that have both berserk zombies and toxic zombies in.
Oh, nice.
So some can't be hurt by guns, and some can't be have to be shot by guns.
Nice.
And there's a targeting mechanic built into the game. That you start with the walkers and you work up, basically.
Yeah,
but if there's a berserker walker in there, you can't shoot, even though it's immune to bullets, it's the target. So you just keep pumping your bullets into there, and you can't shoot things that are higher up, even though that one's immune.
Right.
So once you start getting mixed groups, it can get really, really difficult really, really quickly.
That's where you need a couple of characters with the skill where you can get out of the squares easily, can't you?
That's right, the slippery skill. That's, but they introduced a lot of new weapons as well. So there are now weapons that will do 3 damage.
Yeah.
And a lot of area effect weapons as well, like flamethrowers.
Okay.
So you can take out all the zombies in one square, regardless of what they are, with a flamethrower. You just go... It's like having a portable Molotov cocktail. So they introduced that, and then they introduced other things. You could you can get dog companions now that can be quite useful. You can have a little pet. But then they also introduced zombie dogs as well, which have 3 action points.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the dogs, you can use your AP to get the dog to go off and do stuff for you, can't you?
That's right. So you can risk the dog's life rather than your own.
Yeah, nice. Poor little lassie.
Yeah, zombie dogs with 3 AP are quite fast, so you have to kill them pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So they introduced all of these things, and again, they introduced a whole raft of extra characters. I think there's something like 40 extra survivors at this point.
Oh, right.
Again, you know, this, and they haven't all been delivered from the pack, so I'm waiting on the moustache pack, which is, there's a Magnum P.I. character in it, for old people who remember that show.
Yep.
And again, they all have slightly different abilities, and we've taken to, instead of playing with our favourite one, because we've got, like, 30 survivors, we'll randomly deal survivors out to people.
Yeah. Doesn't one of the expansions also change the way survivors are used as well? So instead of dying now, you become...
That's right. Yeah. So Prison Outbreak introduced the idea of zombivers. In the initial zombie side, if you got hit by a zombie twice, you were dead.
Yeah.
You could take the first wound. I've got a wound. Second time, Ian. Now what happens is you can lie your character down, and then they can resurrect as a zombiver, which is a sort of a cross between a zombie and a survivor.
Yeah.
And they can take 5 hits then. But they're slower. They don't get the extra action point at the first experience level.
That's not so bad then. Makes it slightly different.
You can survive, but it can be tough. But you're also talking about the app?
Yes.
They're bringing out a new version of the app.
Oh yeah,
it's going to have all the characters that have been released up until the end of season 2. So all of the promo characters and everything will be on this app.
Yeah,
which means that, you know, again, you can just find a third party model and stand in for it. But it's also going to have all the card decks as well.
Actually, instead of having to get the cards out, you'll be able to flip the cards over on the...
Yeah, which is something that I'm looking forward to, because if you mix all the card decks together for all the equipment and things, you've got a stack about 5 inches high.
Yeah, no, I can see
that. And it just falls over.
Especially then, it would be hard to go back to playing just like the original zombie side.
Yes.
Because all the cards are the same faces. You'd have to just go through the...
Yeah, you have to go through. They're all numbered, but you'd have to go through each one and go, is that what... Yeah. But yeah, so they're bringing that out. And the app's going to be free, and then you can buy... effectively the extra card deck, so you could buy the Prison Outbreak card deck. Yep. And they're talking about $1 for the buying the card deck.
Yeah, they don't seem to be... I mean, you have got a bit of an outlay for the original game, but what you get in it compared to other games that I've got, you know, it's not an overly expensive box.
No, I don't think so.
And even the add-on boxes, I mean... You're looking at about £15, between 15 and 18 for the dogs and new sets of walkers and things like that.
Yeah.
Considering that, you know, we've got a couple of months with Zombicide just looking at the first game before I even look at anything else.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you've got a lot of replayability there as well. And you say there's even more on the... You see, I've not looked at the website yet.
Yeah, no, if you go to the website, there's a whole... They hold a competition to design scenarios, and there is a whole raft about... I think there's like 40 different scenarios that you can play through that have been effectively are approved by them.
Yeah, so they're keeping their game going.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And the scuttlebutt is, in the next couple of months, they're going to do a Kickstarter for Season 3.
Ooh.
We don't know very much about it, other than it offers, and I'm putting big air quotes in, competitive Zombicide.
Oh.
As in, two groups of players can play at the same time, and when your survivor groups meet, you can either fight or you can work together.
Yeah.
Because you still have to survive the zombies.
Yes.
But do you sacrifice the group that you've just met? Sort of thing. It's unclear how it's going to work. And it's unclear. There's no details of, you know, what new zombie types they'll introduce and things. I mean, they're bound to do it, but
yeah.
That the rumours are that they've started to ship the rest of the bits for the second Kickstarter backers.
Right.
The last bit. So my assumption is once they get all those out.
Yeah. Once it's done and they've got a clean slate, they can start again.
Then they'll start on Season 3. And Season 2 raised $2 million.
Yeah, no, I must admit, I watched sort of Season 2, but I was hesitant to jump in straight away. I mean, I played it with you and others. But it's one of them ones. I wanted the first box and, you know, I'll be one of these people that doesn't ask you to tell me the next bit so I don't ruin the show.
it's a brilliant game. And my family certainly love it. I strongly recommend that that folks get it.
Yeah.
And I don't normally strongly recommend stuff, but I think Zombicide is just an absolute crossover breakout hit.
Yeah. I think the thing that made us laugh the first time we played it, we'd done on the very first time we played, apart from getting most of the rules wrong, was the kids' reactions. Now, I've got a little 8-year-old and a 17-year-old. And the 8-year-old thought it was hilarious because he got to blow zombies' brains out. And Lauren, bless her, the older, the 17-year-old, she was getting quite panicky because the zombies were getting close and she couldn't get away. And she was getting more and more frantic. And then she was rolling the dice as the zombies were getting in because she had to shoot the last two. And I must admit, it's the atmosphere we built around it.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the one where you have to find the food.
Yeah.
And we had everything bar the tins.
Right.
And we were just running into rooms, searching, and while other people were holding, you know, we were trying to hold them off. And I must admit, it was good. But it's not often that the whole family, for me, will get together and play something like that.
Yeah. I mean, it's certainly the same with us as well. I mean, it's one of those. It's a game that I don't think would exist that I could get my wife to play.
Yeah, well, my wife is. We were out the other day, and she turned around to her sister-in-law. She said, "Oh, you'll have to bring Jade round, and we'll have to have a game of this." And I'm sitting there looking absolutely gobsmacked, mouth open. And Nikki says, "Are you all right?" I said, "Well, I never thought I'd hear it." And Nikki said to me, "She said I never thought I'd hear it either." She said, "You know, it's not something usually you find that, you know, especially with gamers and stuff. You know, we go off and do our little bit of gaming and then come back and wife's, oh, how did you get on? Yeah, good. I don't want to know anymore." But it's my wife and the kids who have been, oh, should we play again?
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah, it is. Well, we've run massively long.
Oops.
That's all right. We've just been wittering.
Yeah.
But we ought to go.
Okie doke.
So, until next time, I've been Mike.
And I've been Lee.
And we'll speak to you soon.
Bye-bye.
You can contact Fools Daily on Twitter, we're @fools_daily, or via email, foolsdaily@outlook.com.